And he heard his wife answer, "Ah, if he were to listen to me, Halavai would stay on another 12 years." And Mora says that immediately after hearing that, the Mesida turned around and went back to the Mesnedis, spent another 12 years. Then when he left after 24 years, he left with 24,000 Talmidim, pairs of Talmidim. 24,000 pairs of Talmidim. That's what had been created. My Rebbe asked, very difficult to understand. Here you are at the door of your home, so close that you hear what your wife is saying on the inside, and you hear what a wonderful woman she is. She's prepared to give up everything for another 12 years. So why in the world would she go in and at least say Shalom Aleichem and thank her for what she is? Give her a bracha. Where's the benefit? So I remember my Rebbe Zechariah Brocha said, "Eimo filim planchik, and need three more 12. One times 24 is not two times 12. To study without a break, 24 years in succession, that creates a rabbi. To study 12 years and come home and say Shalom Aleichem and give brokers and everything else, and then go back for another 12 years, then create a rabbi. I want you to remember that for a lifetime. Eimol Shivan Svansi is in Eimol Shivan. One times 24 is not two times 12. Mathematically it isn't so. Both are the same. 24. But in Torah study, it's the difference between day and night. One creates a Rebakive, the other does not. Why do I tell you this today? You have the opportunity at this camp here to be the Kayan what that blessing means. Summer vacation is a break in continuity. Wherever you are, you're studying Taylor, whether it's in a small school of Taylor, whether it's in a yeshivic talent. But you're studying Taylor through the winter months. Come summer, that's a time for the great break. And to our great side, it's not only a break, it's a break away. And then when the new year starts, you have to start all over again. How much is lost is beyond belief. And that may be one of the reasons why we have so few Gedolei Torah emerging from the study of Torah in our day. Marsho speaks about it. Those of you who are able to see a Marsho can spend the time and look it up. In Shabbos, if you pass on the day, he says, "Churban HaTorah is due to the fact of those Bachurei HaYeshivot who spend their Ben Hazmanim's in tiyurim, in outings, in walks, in what is called recreation, and so forth and so on. This break away from Torah. And you have sought an opportunity where a summer vacation can be spent in the study of Torah, because of a nice portion of your day is spent in Torah studying the Lingud HaTorah. And more than that, it's spent in the vicinity and the atmosphere of a yeshiva. It's spent where Torah in its highest form is studied throughout the year. You have the opportunity of finding yourself in that Torah atmosphere. Use it. Kol akedeya mokim l'teirosei oivov neiflim l'fomim. Chazal tells us. He who studies his status in a quies locate, his energies fall before it. They derive it from a process that speaks about it in Tamidris. We recently mentioned in the yeshiva, the Tamidra in the game and point out what one thing got to do with the other. That portion that speaks about the Tamidris means that Hashem is Borak brought his Shina down upon earth. And that's what keeps us going. That's the motor in Klal Yisroel. Shina Tabeli is Borak. We have no Tamidris today. So where is this Mokem Ashina? Eilel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'elov me'elav dalet ames el alof. Where Torah is studied, that's Beit HaMikdash. What place is that? Yid HaMokem L'Torah. The place where in continuity Torah is studied. Not once in a while. Not in the vacation period of the Shmedrash Shulchan, but the Shmedrash of Torah throughout an entire year. That's the Shmedrash of today. And you have the opportunity of spending your vacation in that type of an atmosphere. Realize what it means. It can give you the chaos of Oyevov Neitzim Lefonov. And the greatest enemy of a Jew is, in case you don't know it, Yitzhavora, the greatest enemy. Oyev of Nathan Nifono, you want to get putter from that Oye, from the Yitzhavora, only Shina Tabeli is for us. So you've got to find that Shina. You find it where there's a clear smoke for that Shina. It's what it meant, Roshet. Where Torah is studied continually during an entire year. If you will realize these two lessons, you will have gained something that will be with you for a lifetime. And those of you who are worthy of it, we hope, will become what we'd like you to become. We want you to become a Rebbe Atzilut. If you do it properly, if every day in your life will be continuity, your levels and your levels and your judgment and your smithers, your shoes, your shinas and the Danish Alelo, there's no one that can't do it. And every one of you is Oshid Liyas, Migdeli Yisroi. Don't disappoint us. Don't deny us the expectations. When I say us, I mean Klal Yisroel. Don't deny us the expectations that we place upon youngsters who study Torah. Become what you can become. Everyone can do it. The Ezer Hashem, if you apply yourself properly, and then in that manner, use the recreation of a ball field, and use the recreation of a swimming pool, then all that will help in creating an evasiva. If not, it'll create a nice swimmer and someone who can enter the big league. And that is not the future of a Jewish youngster. Remember, let this be with you throughout a lifetime. And then we hope to see from this group and many other groups Rebbe Akiva coming forth. And together in that manner, we'll be happy to meet the Shia between you. Thank you.
Necessary to spend time Everyone knows what Ella is, and everyone is certainly prepared at such a wonderful summer vacation to put all that he has into Hayley the Yiddish Shemayim. What else is left? But maybe we can say a few words in reference to that alone. Today, Cheddar says that A, on anything that changes in him, I yearn, Braho, Braho. The A, I want you to see, on anything that changes in him, I yearn, Braho, Braho. Braho, I shall teach me, Lola has to show them the contrary. It's not lazy. And in order to know what brocha and klola means, the Bnei Shalom says that I aim on these in the same way. Not sufficient to say, I know all about that. I learn about it. A Musa period in Yeshiva, and I spent some time, some of the time of that period, I spent some time looking into a Musa Sefer. So I know what all these things are about. I have knowledge of it. But Yeshiva says that's a lot of bunk. You know nothing. The A of this in the same thing. It has to be so clear that you have sight in it. You actually see it. And I don't think from the time that we spend in Yoni Yirashamayim, in Yoni Torah, that our knowledge of Torah and Yirashamayim has already reached the stage where we can say of ourselves that we actually see it far from our sight. In reality, the Mishnah, the Yeshivat Yeshorim speaks about this in his Agdomet. He says people are not interested in the whole sugya of Yire. Of course, we don't know about that. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Which Jew doesn't know that the Eshevenechelatiro? We know that. So what? We'll spend another hour, another 2 hours, another lifetime about something that's nothing new. But that's the trouble. That's the trouble. That's why there is no Yiras Shamayim, and that's why there is so little Torah in our Kufa, in Jewish history. We don't know that knowledge in Torah means things have to be so clear before us that one can say, I can actually see it. And until we arrive at that stage, you know very, very little. And another lesson contained in this portion is, Re'ei Anoichim and Shemri Shmeichem. Hiddu would have told us that we should have said, Re'u Anoichim and Shemri Shmeichem. You address Klal Yisroel in terms of a rabbi, lifnechem. So you have to speak. The verb ru'u also has to be the lashon rabbi. Ru'u anoichim anoichim lifnechem. But this is a speaking their own. Re'ei lashon yochid. Anoichim anoichim lifnechem lashon rabbi. But here is also contained one of the great lessons of Torah and Yiras Shamayim. Torah Hashem Yisborach doesn't speak to us in terms of an overall Klal Yisroel outlook. Hashem Yisborach speaks to us individually. I give Torah to all of Klal Yisroel as one body, anoichim l'shem lishmeichem ayin, brocha uklol. But I must address it to each one individual. The traitor of Shimon is not the traitor of Reuben. What does that mean? So what he said is, he said, every Jew is endowed by Hashem Yisborach with individual traces and nefesh. The traces and nefesh of Reuben are not the traces and nefesh of Shimon. Every individual has his own individual da'at, his own understanding, his own approach, suited to his individual kreches and nefesh. Every nefesh is an individual kreyach, and it has to be developed as an individual prayer. Every yochid has to put all that he possesses into himself to develop himself as a yitzir kapovah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Re'ei, I speak to you, everyone in Klal Yisroel, individually, as a yochid, or noisim yisim yisim. This prayer I give to all of you as one body of Klal Yisroel. But you'll never realize the value of what Torah contains in it if you approach it as one overall entity, Klal Yisroel, with no individual identity of every member of the cloud. Hate to the Shabbat Shalom. Each one has his own individual identity, and in that manner Hashem Yisborach approaches it. He wants you to know it in this way. You must see it, not the overall entity of Klal Yisroel. This places so much of a demand on every individual. We would be very lucky if the whole outlook upon us would be Merechim Klal Yisroel, but Chayom Ordon Loimau. That's the way every one of us has to look upon life. To realize that he has his own individual responsibility. And to be able to say, that individual responsibility is of such importance and significance that without it, the world cannot exist. When one looks upon himself in these terms, he doesn't become a Balgaivik. He becomes a great Ono. If a world and its existence depends on me individually, so who am I that I should be able to carry an entire world? Am I performing what I'm able to perform? Am I doing the best that I can possibly do? Am I putting all that I can into that which is demanded of me? And the world exists upon me. Has to show them if I don't do my job. We still. That places a terrific responsibility with untold demands upon each and every individual in Klal Yisroel. Every individual is the one who creates a Klal Yisroel. So these two lessons have to be important and always before us at all times, especially in Elul. Elul is a time of Cheshma Nefesh. Elul is a time when we have to begin thinking. We've gone through 11 months of a year. What have we done with those 11 months? How have we used them? How much of that time has been wasted for no purpose whatsoever? The Guru Zechariah Ibrahim once made a Cheshma Nefesh at the end of the year and found that he had 11 minutes of Bikul Torah during that year. how great must such an individual have been if he was able to count his minutes and his seconds throughout an entire year and then come to the conclusion that 11 of those minutes hadn't been put to proper use. That's why he was the God. It was he who said, "Yield the God, Amalek, yield the God, to my God. If you desire to be a God, if it's your wish, if you have no other interest, let the Sakadem my God. But if you're going to use time for what is being used in our lives today, that's why our generation has no gain. So, why? But we don't know how to use time. What do we use our time for? And Ella takes money. Give us 1,000 minutes to show us. Another month. And we're going to be weighed on a scale that you can't fool around. Can't fool anyone on that scale. And when you begin thinking about that scale, then you have to prepare for it. And you have to look at that preparation through the aid of making a change within us. To clarify things for ourselves so that we should be able to see, to observe, not merely to say, "I know, I see it," and perhaps to be able to say it as an individual. Not because I'm part of a cloud, but I individually am able to see it, to observe it. If we shall enter into Elul, that's a man of God. That there Elul Zayin HaFire from Kedem Yerushalayim. There won't be any time for foolishness. There won't be any time for discussions of how to rent cars and how to get a cheap one for the Benas money. All the discussions will be concerned with the mishechta that's being learned, with the other mishechtas that one is interested in, the change fears, to realize that there's more to Shas than 4 blocks of man, even when it's a man of a few months. There's more to Shas than that. All these things come to mind in the month of Elul, and you begin to look back. How many blocks did I cover in an entire year? We're talking about the deficit. But how many blocks did I cover during an entire year? And when will I know Shas? And without it, what am I? Without saying it, what's left of it? These are some of the thoughts that should bother us in the month of Elul. But it won't be unless have an aid, unless we're totally invested in all these things, to an extent that we shall be able to say, "I see it." Not only I know about it, I see it with all the kushaliyah that Hashem Yisborach has endowed with. I use it for that sight. That's what I want to make use of really. If Elul will present us with this type of an opportunity, and it depends on us, not on the Elul, it depends on us if we shall be presented with that opportunity and know how to use it, then when we come to the Yom HaDin, it'll be in a totally different manner. we will have prepared somewhat for that day. And we will at least be worthy then of saying that I know my smallness, but nevertheless, you present us, I tell you, brother, with your kindness, with your mercy, with your pity, with your mercy. If I infuse fellow in that manner, shall I be a hotter to come to the divinity and say, I'd like nevertheless your pity and your mercy? What the thing? And what did you do with an entire month of the oath? Did you try at least to say that I'm unworthy and therefore I'd like to be different? If you shall do it, then Elul is ours. And if Elul is ours, then Hashem Yisborach is ours. In that manner, we'll be ready for a job to do. And let's hope that it will be well done, the Eid al-Adha.